Welcome to HCM Technology Report's weekly roundup via podcast. Just another short blast of HR tech with a boost of rock and roll and a few unsavory words handed down from the Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast. I'm Chad Sowash. Yes, that Chad. The Chad who takes Mark Pfeffer's finely written work of art and slams it headfirst into the podcasting world of iTunes, Google Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Sitting in today at the studio is our funky little pal and writer. What's that? What? Oh, my bad. Editor-in-chief, Mark Pfeffer. How are you today, Mark?
Glad to be here, Chad.
Excellent. Let's start with happy news. Happy. Who the hell writes this shit?
Oh, crap.
Okay, it's more like dollar bills, y'all. Yes, right now in South Florida, they're not just being smug about weather, tans on hot bodies and beaches. Ultimate Software, near Fort Lauderdale, is going private. And since all Ultimate's employees have an equity stake, they are all going to get a taste of that $11 billion or $331.50 per share that an investor group is paying. Ultimate's 5,100 employees will still be led by founder and CEO Scott Scher, and the current executive team is staying in place. Scher said the investors are in full alignment with his vision of serving the global HR market and preserving Ultimate's culture. The company's always on those best workplaces lists thingies, you know what I'm talking about. Ultimate is an incredibly smart company, as they well demonstrated last year when they signed a fat check to Mark Pfeffer and became HCM Tech Report's inaugural sponsor. Sucking up to Pfeffer and other editors is expected very shortly.
That's not what I wrote.
Next, far, far away in Dublin, California, Trinet, which offers HR solutions to small and mid-sized companies, released a new version of its mobile app. In the name of self-service, it streamlines processes for employees and those human resources friends of ours. It includes communication tools so teams can keep up with each other and simplifies access to time off, benefits, information, and payroll. Not to mention, I'm sure there's a line of Big Brother in there as well, because you know they're watching. And there is more. Engagement software. Company Augeo. Augeo, who comes up with these stupid names in the first place? Augeo launched Reach, a toolkit designed to help companies understand employees' skills and interests. It also encourages teamwork, helps with career development, and promotes cultural alignment. That was in air quotes, I hope you know. After careful research and heavy reporting, probably aligned with heavy drinking, Mark Pfeffer and his comrades concluded that cultural alignment, once again in air quotes, may have something to do with drinking Kool-Aid, or shall we say, it's a total crock of shit. Pfeffer won't say it because, you know, he doesn't want to sound cynical, so once again, I have to be the bad guy. Fucking Pfeffer. Finally, for those of you who can't stand the suspense any longer, ADP increased revenues by 8% during its fiscal second quarter to $3.5 billion. That's it for this week. Stay on top of the tech employers use to attract, hire, and manage their workforce. Visit hcmtechreport.com. Unbiased, written by real reporters, and only about the HR tech industry. And if you're a fan of HR, recruiting tech, snark, and no bullshit opinion, then subscribe to The Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast, at chadcheese.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. So Wash out.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.